good people cheer God. There you go. Okay. Now, I promise you. And now, listen. When that football game started yesterday, and they made a touchdown, what did everybody do? What'd you do? Cheer. Right. Yay! Clap. Jumped up and down, yelled. Called, hey, did you see that, cuz? You know, all that kind of stuff. Anyway, well, listen to what the Word says. It says, good people cheer God. Hey, he's done more for me than any football. Amen. Good people cheer God. Right living people sound best when praising. Does that mean we don't sound good when we're complaining? Or when we're grumbling? Right sounding people sound good when praising. Use guitars to reinforce your hallelujahs. Play his praise on a grand piano. Invent your own new song to him and give him a trumpet fanfare. Wow. Did you know that's in the Bible? About praising him? And then he says, for God's word is solid to the core. Everything he makes is sound inside and out. He loves it when everything fits. When his world is in plumb line true. Earth is drenched in God's affectionate satisfaction. Wow. What words to use to describe how important praise is? You know what a plumb line is. I'm not a carpenter, but I know what a plumb line is. That's that thing, you know, that you lay down and make sure everything's balanced, right? Guess what? You're out of balance if you're out of God. You're out of, somebody listen online, you're out of balance if you're out of God. Or if it's one part of your life, you're not letting God take over. You're not trusting him with, you're not balanced. People say, well, you know, those Christians down there, they're just, you know, they're just fanatics. They're not balanced. Not according to the word of God. He just told me right here that I'm balanced because I'm trusting God. Amen? Amen. So praise God. The skies were made by God's command. He breathed the word and the stars popped out. He scooped sea into his jug and he put ocean into his keg. Earth creatures bow down before God. World dwellers, down on your knees. Here's why. He spoke, and there it was in place the moment he said so. Whoa. That's the power of our God. Amen. You believe that? So I'm going to read this one verse one more time. Good people, cheer God. Yeah. Amen. Right living people sound best when praising. So let's praise him this morning.
Forever, amen. Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Our God is so great this morning. Amen.
Thank you.
God. It's all about you this morning, church. Can you lift your hands and just love him today? Hallelujah. And I just want to say to you, you know, I don't know what you came in with this morning, but this is the place to leave it. Don't go around carrying it. Just cast it off onto his. God's big enough to take care of it. Amen. Don't go out of here the same as the way you came. Leave differently this morning, knowing that you cast everything over onto the Lord. Hallelujah. We worship you this morning. And I tell you what, Jesus is coming back. If you don't believe Jesus is not coming back, just listen to the news. No, don't listen to the news because you'll get discouraged. But I'm encouraged because my Father's in control. Amen. He's coming back, and he says to us, get ready. Amen. Lord, we praise you and we magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 You know, we used to, and when I was growing up, you heard a lot of preaching about the Lord coming. You heard a lot of preaching. A lot of songs were sung about, are you ready? You know, if the Lord comes. And I tell you what, that may be the message we need to be preaching more of. Are you ready? Are you ready for the Lord to come? Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, we praise you as we worship.
Our life is not going to be based on what we do for people here. Our life is going to be based on what we do for God here. It's what we can do, and when we stand before our Maker, when He asks us, what have you done for me? What did you do since you've been a Christian? What did you do for me? Because He gave His life for us. Amen? Now, that's the question you need to ask yourself. What do you go out here every day? What do you try to do for God? Don't be ashamed to be a Christian, because I see that. You know, I can come to church. I can come to church, and I can talk with you guys every day. But now, it makes a bigger difference when you go out here and meet some of your worldly friends that you might want to kind of curl away from the truth. God is good to us. So the fact is, we need to be good to Him. Amen? Oh, hallelujah.
You know, just because we have one big service a week, that doesn't mean church stops when we walk out the door. Actually, it just begins. My recollection of the Word of God in Ephesians 4 says that we come to be prepared by the fivefold ministry, by pastors and teachers and all those fivefold ministry, so that the church can go out and do the work of the ministry. So when we leave here today, this is just your resting and restoring time, and when we go out, then you are the church.
That's right. Because see, this building is not the church.
No.
It's the people standing inside this building that is actually the church. God don't live in here. He lives in here.
Amen.
He lives in our heart.
Amen.
Now, that's where it's at. Now, unless we can't fill this place up, if we don't go out and tell how good it is when we get here. And when we get here, we got to get filled up on the Word so we can take it out and share it with people. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
To him who sits on
know, and I knew this was the Lord. It's not just because I know situations. But there are three individuals this morning that the enemy's attacking them in their knees that I know of. If there's anybody else, this is your time to give this thing to God. Amen. Pastor Shirley, Pastor, and I know Sherry's at home with the knee injury. Anybody else? Anybody else? If y'all can come on up. Hallelujah. 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 I want you to start that third verse again, because something happens when we hit that third verse in the spirit realm. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I tell you what, why do people, you know, I get thinking, is it any harder for the Lord to heal a knee than it is for him to do anything else? But, you know, sometimes we think, well, you know, this is not life-threatening. But you know what? He said, by the stripes of Jesus, we are healed. Now, if we're healed, then we're healed. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You all do that third verse, and I'm just going to go right, and I'm going to agree with you all. Come on, church.
Filled with wonder, lost your wonder at the mansion.
church, I've always said God has to put these songs together. We started out this morning in our verse saying that good people cheer God. Right living people sound best when praising. Use guitars to reinforce your hallelujahs. Play his praise on a grand piano. Invent your own new song to him and give him a trumpet fanfare. And then it goes down and talks about how he spoke the world into existence. Remember that? Our second song was All Creation Cries to You. And this last song, what does it say in those words? About the creation of God? Oh, it's in there. Oh, yeah. Who was and is to come with all creation. I sing praise. See what God's telling us to do? To praise him. To praise him. That's the best thing you can put on. That's the best thing you can put on. Amen? Let's just lift our hands one more time in worship and in praise and adoration. Oh, we magnify you, Lord. We worship and we praise your holy name today. Thank you for your miracles, Father. We believe they're done. We believe they're done. We're just not going to wait and see. Father, I pray that you help us to order our conversations aright, to believe that what we have prayed for this morning, we have. And everybody said, amen. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you, praise and worship team, Pastor Shirley.
Good morning, church. Amen. Anybody out there? Amen. I am fully persuaded that he is able. Amen. That God is able. We're going to go over the bulletin real quick and cover some things. Brother Tim came up to me a while ago and said they got $100 today, which pays off our guest speaker's airfare ticket. So that's a praise report this morning. So we praise God for that. So the Virtual Women's Conference is coming up October, get the date right here, the 27th. So remember the conference and invite everybody you see to come and watch God do something awesome. Amen. Let's see what else we need on here. Just go over the bulletin and everything you need to know is there. The date that I'm ministering is October the 14th and not the 17th.
Sorry about that.
That's okay. I make plenty of mistakes when I do them. Amen. We want to go over the prayer list today. Amen. Praise God for our great, great physician. Amen. Great, great physician. Remember Sherry this morning. She's having problems with her knee. And Dimple Buck for healing. And Robert Turner for salvation. And when I looked up the prayer list this morning, when I seen Robert Turner's name, that name popped out to me. And Sister Barbara's had his name on the prayer list. And I want you to do me a favor this week. I want you to take that name and put it on a piece of paper. And what I heard in my spirit, it's time for Robert to be saved.
Amen.
I believe that this is his time. And what I really sensed in my spirit was I want you to take his name, and you could do it with all these others, but this is what I felt like the Holy Spirit was speaking to me. Take his name and write it on a piece of paper and carry it on your persons this week. Because we are anointed of God, and wherever we go, the presence of God is there. So I want you to take his name and write it on a piece of paper, carry it with you as a reminder this week, that every time you feel that paper or you think of that, I think of Robert. So, Robert, this is your time. This is your time. This is your time for salvation. Will you do that for me?
Amen.
That just, I really sense that very strong in my spirit when I seen the prayer list this morning. And Donnie Turner, Jacob Hadley for healing, and Nancy Lattis, sister, for financial breakthrough, Joe and Gloria Lemons for healing, and KJ Richardson, a 10-year-old son, of parents that has a brain tumor, and they've operated 3 times, and it keeps coming back. And they are really standing in faith, from what I understand, for his complete healing. So we want to agree with them that this is taken care of, amen, and for a complete manifestation of his healing. And for Pastor Tim, he's catching a healing, amen. and for Jody and Lillian too, and all this junkie stuff that's going around. And remember the women's conference. Just lift your hands up right now. Father, surely you have borne our griefs, carried our sorrows, and by your stripes we are healed. Father, we lift every name up on this paper today, Father, for those that need salvation. Lord, we say that this is their time. And we call them forth out of darkness into your light, Father, to receive you as their Savior. Father, for every person on here that needs a healing for this young boy, God, we curse that brain tumor in the name of Jesus. Father, we curse that thing at the very root, and we command it to dry up and die in the name of Jesus. Thank you for continuing to give these parents strength. God, we stand in agreement with your word and with these parents, Father, for complete healing and for a miracle, God. For every person on this name, on this list, Father, we thank you that by your stripes they are healed. We come against every attack of the enemy on their bodies, on their minds, in Jesus' name. And Father, for upcoming conference, thank you for the woman of God that you're sending us with the word in her heart and her mouth for this season and this time for the people that's set in this place. Thank you for stirring the hearts of the people, God, to come and to receive from you and for your word that is already a done deal. We thank you that every person will not leave this place today the same in Jesus' name, that they've been touched by you in some way as they receive your word today, Father. Thank you for your word that's coming forth today, Lord. Receive your word. Thank you for the classes today and the teachers, Lord, that are anointed to teach. That every person that hears their voice today, Lord, that they receive your word. And the church said amen.
Amen.
Amen. Classes can be dismissed. Hold on for the classes. Hold on. Sit down.
This is our ministry spotlight time, so here we go.
I'm Denise Adamson, and I have the early elementary group. It's materials for ages 6 to 8, but we have anywhere from 5.5-year-olds to 10-year-olds that don't want to leave. I've got one little boy that'll come up every Sunday and tell me, "Miss Denise, I love you," and I appreciate that so much. But anyway, they're learning to read, look up scriptures and chapters and verses in the Bible. They're beginning to learn that. And they're so eager to please. They really are, and I just love them so much. And you think, sometimes you think, oh, I don't want to get ready, or I've got to do this, I've got to do that. But I get a lot more than I give. They are so precious.
And your helpers?
Right. Well, I get whoever I can get in the morning before church starts. Any kid that's running around, I'll say, "Here, come here and help me." So, but Makai helps me about every Sunday. He's back there, and I appreciate him a lot. He can reach what I can't.
All right, now you're released for your classes. Thank you, teachers.